Now, the greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, welcome to the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. Brand new year, episode number 58. A lot of people, Steve, at the beginning of the year, they make some resolutions. Uh-huh. Maybe they try to throw some stuff away, try to clean up, you know what I mean? Stuff around the house.
Sure, sure.
Brand new year, you know what I mean? And I guess the same holds true here at work. As far as, you know what I mean, it's a new year, we've got new ideas, but lo and behold, it turns out we still have a whole lot of trash to throw away, is I guess the best way to put it. So, our own Mike Hawk here, you are looking through some of our archives.
Correct. You know, usually towards the end of the year, I get to look through some of the old clips that we had throughout that year, but of course, I've got a massive library of years past to look through.
Now, what you don't know
I don't even know we had archives.
Is that, you know, in the 16 years that we've been here, we have tried a lot of different things.
Sure,
you know, I mean, every once in a while we'll try to freshen some stuff up, but there are a lot of things that we have attempted that have never made it on the air. Mm-hmm. For one reason or another.
Or maybe they did and they just didn't last.
Yeah, they were there for a little bit of time, but today we're going to play some of these clips of ideas that we had and see if we can figure out what in the hell
what we were
thinking at the time. It's probably been a decade, but either way, Mike just hit us with a random clip and we'll try to figure out what the hell's going on.
Abstain in the membrane.
Abstain in the brain.
I think, okay, I got this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
We were going to try to abstain from something for a month. I think someone said they weren't going to masturbate.
That had to be Ted. It was not
someone
me.
Was not going to drink. We had all kinds of different ideas on that, if I'm not mistaken. Here's one, and we'll see if you can remember this one, Steve. Here's another one, because I have some of these myself that I need to clean out.
Are you smarter than a two-time eighth grader?
All right, I don't. Obviously, this has to be about Ted.
Yes.
But what do we do? Was it?
We were going to take a listener.
Was it like the precursor to Big Dummy?
If they could be smarter than an eighth grader.
Okay.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? It's hard. This is three grades harder.
And he did it twice. So
yeah, exactly.
He knows what eighth grade. Did we ever do that?
Hell no.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that. But it was an idea. It was an idea.
I like that the idea went far enough that we came up with an open.
Yeah. What else you got?
All right. Let's see. I got this one here.
Jack Dempsey, Muhammad Ali, Rocky Marciano.
Once again, it's time for great moments in boxing history.
That was for us.
That's in our archives, man.
I
don't think
zero
that was
idea.
For us.
I don't know. It's under the men's room folder, man.
Really?
This is in here. I don't know what it is. You guys like boxing. I know we talk about boxing in the office from time to time.
All right, now, look, here's the thing. And this is the truth about how we try to operate as people and as a show. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a huge boxing fan. Ted's a huge boxing fan. We can all talk about boxing. But there's just certain things we try not to do in the air because people are going to lose it.
MMA is much more popular than boxing.
Right.
So if we're going to talk about any kind of fighting, it's going to be MMA.
It's going to be MMA.
And we rarely talk about it that much.
Right, it would have to be, like, when Tyson fought, Roy Jones?
Yeah.
There is a reason, but I can't believe at any point we honestly thought,
here's
like, you know what people want to hear?
Boxing.
Us talk about boxing
updates. Here's more.
The Men's Room proudly presents, Can Ted Spell This Word?
Yeah, we used to have a list of words. And then, see, because Ted, when Ted started out, he was our phone screener.
Right.
And he would have to write down the name of people who were on the phone. So Steve would look
keep
up.
Keep in mind, he would physically, when we were in Baltimore, he physically wrote them on a sheet.
Yeah.
And he'd slide it in. No, you would read code. Now, he's dyslexic.
Right. So Bob works out.
But Bob does not work out because it never said Bob. It said oboe. And I'm not making that up. It was O-B-O. But after about a month, I realized if it says oboe, I would just say, hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
And then we used to do this thing where Ted would butcher a word, right?
Oh, yeah.
He could not just, whatever the word is. We all have the problem. You find a word, you just can't, for whatever reason, get the damn thing out of your mouth.
Vietnamese. Ted Smith's interpretation of the English language is brought to you by involuntary celibacy. Now, back to the program.
Damn, wow, that really
is
hard.
There was a lot of those made. I remember even as a listener, there were so many.
The English language is brought to you by a career in communication. Now, back to the program.
Oh, these are good.
The Ted Wordsmith, butcherer of the English language, brought to you by the eighth grade twice.
Oh, Jesus.
Ted's continuing struggles with the English language, brought to you by a clean living, healthy lifestyle. Now, back to the program.
Okay, all right.
I remember back when it was just brought to you by beer.
Oh, my God, there's more.
The Ted Wordsmith. Smith, mangler of the English language, brought to you by the state of Florida.
Why don't we replay anything?
The Ted Smith, Reaper.
He's gotten better, man.
Of the English language, brought to you by PG County, Maryland. Now back to the program.
Oh, God.
The Ted Smith's mush melting of the English language, brought to you by Great Speech Goblins in History. Now back to the program.
How many of these do we have?
You guys put Taz to work,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Here's one. I don't remember this.
Fact or full of it with the men's room.
That sounds stupid and corporate.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Just the I don't know. Maybe we came up with it. I don't know. That does not sound like anything I'd want to be a part of.
All right. Oh, look at that. How about that? Speaking of weird stuff that I forgot we had in here. This is from the Karate Kid.
Right, right.
Which is just weird because for some reason we have some old Karate Kid stuff in here and now this stuff is popular again. What else we got?
Ooh, hang on.
What's that?
Weather. Men's Room Tracker with the Ted Smith Weather Cracker.
Oh, no. Should I censor that one?
No.
That's fine.
He's a Weather Cracker.
I think people will understand now maybe why that one didn't make the air.
Okay, here we go.
And now, the Men's Room presents another 10-second story. 3, 2, 1.
The 10-second story?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Were we stoned
this
in a bar coming up with this one?
Everything we've come up with, we've been stoned at a bar.
Oh, there's one you know right here.
It's time for Ask a Black Man. Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since we got any of those. Remember there was a time when our website, it would transcribe what we were saying and then put it into word form.
Yep. Except it never transcribed what we said.
Exactly. Just like trying to do a voice command, like a text or whatever. Never works.
Hey, kids, let's have fun with the computer audio logger.
Oh,
I do remember this one when social media was all the rage and guys were trying to get involved. We had this segment.
Now, the game that is sweeping the nation. It's time for Beat My Tweet. Hashtag BMT.
Oh, yeah.
Beat
I remember that.
Tweet. I do remember Beat
you
My
guys
Tweet.
You guys would just tweet random celebrities and they would like category A, B, and C category.
If they responded, if they liked, if anything.
Right. Retweet or anything like that.
Like, I'm going after Brad Pitt. And if you like the tweet or whatever.
Exactly.
You
know. Did anybody ever get any kind of result?
Yeah, we got a few. The only person that ever responded to me personally, and I remember this, it was that hot-ass T-Mobile girl.
Oh, yeah.
You remember her?
Oh, yeah.
But I dug up some research on her. She was in the movie Tank Girl, which I never saw. But anyway, I just tweeted at her, hey, you were great in Tank Girl. And she, thank you so much. And, like, my day was amazing.
Yeah,
I'm like, she loves me. That's it.
This one's labeled douche.
You decide. Douche, not a douche.
That's not bad. I mean, obviously, you don't want to do this stuff now.
All about the booty, big old booty.
Ooh, I put that one in there. Booty,
now, booty, the men's room booty call.
And what do we do?
God, we did that one
what
time.
Did you call some,
no, if I'm not mistaken, it was some sort of like sexual survey or something like that. You know, tips for in the bedroom or something like that.
Okay.
We did this one time, and I think I've actually got it saved somewhere.
Really?
I'll find that one, yeah.
I'd be curious because I have no recollection of it.
And then there was a stream.
This fartometer challenge update brought to you by National Safety Inc. in Kent. For all your fartometer needs, it's National Safety Inc.
We actually had a gas meter.
Yeah, they gave it to us for 6 weeks maybe, and it's from that company. And they said, look, here's the thing. It's not made for farts, but it works on farts. We called it the fartometer. And when I would fart, because I fart a lot.
We would put the meter down near his butt.
Yeah, and it would tell you basically
like how much
the chemical
breakup. How much methane, you know.
Sulfur, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, honest to God. And it was interesting because here's the thing. You know, sulfur is the part that makes your fart smell really bad. And on the days where my gut was just killing it in here, like the sulfur read was off the chart. Other days I'd fart, it didn't stink, it was mostly methane. Like, huh.
Nice.
What is this?
Give us your wiener.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, that's when we ask for your joke after the shot of the day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like we have that, yeah. We play Give Us Your Wiener, and then you would call in and do that.
Some good ones.
Oh, then we used to have a hot dog roller. So we got all fired up about the hot dog roller.
We were excited about this. The truth is, when we owned that thing, all right, so we had it back in the old office.
Right.
And we'd spend hot dog. The thing is, people started bringing their crap in. Like people bring, like Brian Thorpe, he would bring in his dogs. But hey, man,
yeah.
I'm throwing them on your hot dog roll. They're like, hey, no worries.
I get taquitos.
VD, that's why VD got the nickname VD, because veggie dog. Because everyone had a hot dog, there was a sausage, then there's this big white dildo looking thing. It looks like a sex toy, and nobody knew what the hell it was. And he's like, oh, that's my veggie dog. Like, that's disgusting.
Okay, we got all kinds of weird stuff in here. What's the weekend special?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever been on the weekend.
Never. I don't know what that is.
Exactly, is it?
So you guys just talking about the weekends? Let's see. There was one time that you guys tried to do something for an entire month. Hang on.
The Men's Room presents GTL Month. Hey, can I get a fist pump for that? Hey!
That was our gym tan lifestyle.
Yeah.
Month we did for...
Gym tan laundry.
Laundry lifestyle.
Jersey Shore.
Right, Jersey Shore. That was fun, man. I like that, actually. Because I got to go to the tanning bed. And it made me go to the gym. And, like, I ironed my clothes.
Did you get tan?
Yes. It was nice. Great. And I we did burned. It, like, in February.
So. Yeah, 10 miles never looked better.
Let's see. What else we got here?
Every once in a while, we used to have the Rev. He would help us from BJ and Migs on our show. So we would go to the Rev a lot for information, which is what they
right,
do.
Right.
That's pretty cool. And then, of course, we had Ozzy.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you are in the Men's Room on KISW.
Okay. Yeah, we never play that, do we?
What do we got here?
Yeah, boy!
And now, Men's Room.
The Men's Room.
Props.
Oh, that's right.
Every Monday. The weekend?
Yeah, every Monday we'd say what we did over the weekend. We'd say some of what we did over the weekend. That might be a little more apropos. Especially at that time, everyone was running real hard.
Mm-hmm. Real hard.
Yes, we were.
Can we play the jingle ass on the podcast?
We can do it here.
This is something we were never, ever actually able to play because FCC's got some weird thing from what we understand about farts.
I'm not sure. So the FCC has a weird thing about farts. Look, these are the thing. Every once in a while, we look at ourselves and go, this is what our job is. This was a serious conversation that we had to sit down and have a meeting. And it was our old boss, pre-hair club even, who sat us down and basically it went like this. Gentlemen, I know there's a lot of farting and that kind of humor on the show. I think what we need to do to be FCC compliant, and I'm not making this up, no more than 3 fart sounds in any one given moment. So
I don't know if we made that up. Because I'm like, did you call?
But then, so basically, like, you can't do like 7 in a row.
Right.
It has to be, like, it has to stop at 3.
Someone is at the FCC, they're answering phone calls going, no, Bill, only 3 fart sounds every 30 seconds.
Right. I mean, this is
thanks for the inquiry.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But because of that, we've never played one of our favorite Christmas songs, and they're few and far between.
Well, play it as you always play it.
And that's all we've ever played.
That's what we've done because we're not sure about the FCC thing, but just to be safe, I'm not making this up. So to be safe,
yeah,
that's the part. But hell yeah, I say you play the whole damn thing.
You only play the whole thing?
Yeah, well, that's good to go for.
Well, I mean, it's still the holiday season, technically. Some people still have their trees up. These are all actual farts.
Yeah,
these were recorded and played back. Wait till the finale on this bad one.
And they won't let us play.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
This is the toilet humor show right here. No, it's not. Thank you, everyone. There's your first episode of the Greatest Story Never Told podcast for the new year. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You've been listening to The Greatest Story Never Told with Miles and Thrill on radio.com.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.